This is David Brown, publisher and editor of the Cherokee Scout, with this week's local news update. Thanks for listening. The closing of Stanley Furniture in Robbinsville will cost 400 people their jobs if its Young America line cannot be sold. 125 of those workers live in Cherokee County. Read the details in the April 9th edition. In other news you don't want to miss this week, Keith Levin faces the deputy he once fired, Sport Teasdale, for the Democratic nomination for sheriff. Former Commissioner Dana Jones is trying to make a comeback as he will face incumbent Cal Stiles for the Republican nomination in District 1. And six lovely ladies were crowned Miss Amazing at Friday's pageant. Look for the page full of photos. In sports, the Hiawassee Dam softball team is ranked number 3 in the state after starting the season 11-1. Meanwhile, the Murphy track team swept rival Hayesville. And on the opinions page, read about how limiting elected officials to 1 6-year term could benefit the people they represent. Don't forget to like the Cherokee Scout on Facebook, plus follow us on Twitter. For more on these and many other stories, check out the Cherokee Scout.